One of whom was Sam Cook.
Sam Cook. How many of you know the name Sam Cook? Nobody?
Yeah.
Okay. Anybody know the movie Malcolm X?
Yeah, yeah, sorry.
Denzel Washington?
Yeah.
It's a Spike Lee movie. How many of you know Spike Lee?
Yeah. He was in Do the Right Thing.
That's right.
Yeah.
He's also the world's greatest New York basketball fan. That's
wow.
Good job. Well, he made this incredible movie about Malcolm X starring Denzel Washington, for those of you who don't know. And in this movie, at a very important point in the movie, right before Malcolm is going to be assassinated, and Malcolm kind of has an idea that it's coming. And it's this great moment in the film where Denzel, as Malcolm X, is walking towards the Autobahn ballroom to give a speech. And he knows in his mind that the threats are real this time. They're going to kill him. And you see him, they must have had him on a treadmill. It looks like he's floating in the air. He's not moving, he's just like floating, he's moving through the air, towards the Autobahn ballroom where the assassination took place. And they're playing this song. It's a Sam Cooke song. Sam Cooke was an amazing African-American singer in the United States in the late 50s and in the 1960s. He was a rock and roll singer. He was a gospel singer, an R&B singer. And one of the greatest ballad singers I ever heard. Ever. He sang, a ballad is like a slow song that's very emotional. And he just had this great voice. I'm gonna sing the song and then we'll listen to his version.
Somebody keeps telling me, don't hang around. But it winds up knocking me.
Was he able to rely on his brother?
No. So who was he able to rely on?
Yes.
Maybe so. I mean, after all, it says, there have been times that I thought I couldn't last long. But now I think I'm able to carry on.
So what is the main idea in this song? What is the underlying
emotion
coming up? Maybe you could think back on some of the character traits you could teach about in school. It might give you a hint. Yeah.
I think just something about colors.
Sorry, what happened? Okay, courage. Good. What else?
Hope.
Exactly. It takes courage.
And hope.
To carry on. And the hope to get you through it.
Hope gives you courage.
Yeah. Well, justice, I don't know. Is there any justice in the song here?
Love.
Okay, love.
What is this change he talks about?
Yeah, what is that?
George, what do you think the change he's talking about is? What is the change that he He sees coming. Okay. The end of his poverty. Yes, the end of his poverty. The end of his being poor.
Where do you see that happening in the song? What happens in the song that gives you an idea that that change did not come yet? Okay, good. So what happens? What does he do? Okay.
He says, I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keeps telling me, don't hang around.
Who's that telling me not to hang around? Matthew? Maybe the Ku Klux Klan?
He just said it.
Yeah?
He said,
they might kill
him. Right? They may kill him?
Yeah, I'm going to show this. Well, I'm going to show it.
How about the Sam Cooke version?
Sure. Before they go, I want to show this magazine which George is absconding. This is a magazine I get in the mail. It's from an organization called the Southern Poverty Law Center. And we were talking yesterday about the Ku Klux Klan. Well, it was brought up by, what's your name? By George and Jermaine. That he was asking about whether or not, I mean, there are so many members of the Ku Klux Klan, how do you bring them all to justice? This group, the Southern Poverty Law Center, brings people who commit hate crimes, like the Ku Klux Klan. They bring them to trial. They just had a big conviction against a group of white supremacists from the KKK sent these guys to jail.
Yes.
So you might want to take a look at this. I don't know, you have to read the article. Turn the page. Right here. As you can see, the Nazi swastika. You see the Nazi insignia. He's got a rifle in there. They're fighting against this kind of racism and hate. Here, look at these guys. Hoods. We're gonna play the Sam Cooke song. Listen.
It's been long.
second time we were through Clothesline.
What about the Clothesline?
I know who started the second clan.
You know who started the second clan?
I'm saying
Ah.
Yep.
Like right after the Civil War? Like a few days after the Civil War, like a few guys got together somewhere and they started the Ku Klux Klan. A few days after the war ended. Okay. And they asked Robert E. Lee, I think, to be the head of their organization. He turned them down.
Smart move.
So he's the leader now.
Well, this was back in 1865.
Who's the leader?
Who's the leader now?
That's all right.
Oh, they have a leader.
All I know is that one of the leaders, David Duke, is now a U.S. Senator.
What? Why is he a U.S. Senator? Why is
he a former leader of the KKK is David Duke. What? I don't think, did David Duke ever get, now if he was ever arrested, then he could ever be a senator.
Wait, but then how, if he was in the Ku Klux Klan and he never got arrested, first amount of it, in order to arrest someone,
you have to charge them with a particular crime. And you need to have evidence to support. Right, but you have to be able to link that one particular person to that one particular event. So being head of an organization doesn't necessarily mean that you're actually connected to, even though if he is, they would have to find the direct link.
It's a very slippery slope. It's somebody, if he says something to start a riot, or if he says something that, if he calls people to kill somebody, if he does that and you can prove that he actually said that and that he meant to start a riot or he meant to have this guy killed, if you can prove all that, he could go to jail. But usually they're too smart for that. They kind of speak, you know, very, almost metaphorically, like a poem, like they imply something without actually saying it.
Or they sometimes even quote scriptures from the Bible, and people are supposed to read into that.
Read into it.
And it happened recently. A doctor was just killed.
Yeah.
He was a pastor.
And
Philip.
So how do you link that death to the head of the organization? You know, it's very difficult. So, but let's not digress, and let's focus back again on this song, and maybe we can compare and contrast it to another song that came out of this era.
This is the 1960s.
He's still alive,
right? No, Sam Cooke is not alive.
David Cook!
Sam Cooke.
I can't find the lyrics, so try to listen to the lyrics carefully.
We can't quit until we get our shit. Say it now.
than the previous song. Godfrey, please listen. Brian, I said please listen. That means not talk. Thank you. How's that different? Great, so what I hear Donford saying is the first song was slow and sad sounding. This song is kind of fast and up tempo, right? And in the first song he talked about how he was put down to his knees, but this song he's up on his feet.
So yeah, I've worked on jobs with my hands and feet.
Right.
Will you sing this one?
But now he's, in this one there's a change because he's demanding his share. Like you mentioned, 40 acres and a mule. This has a lot to do with that.
Can't go until we get a share.
Right, and of course, promise from.
Is there more down here?
Yeah, here we go.
Good job,
find the lyric. Yeah, find the fountain. So I'm going to take them. I'm going to post these on the blog as well. Say that. Say it loud. I was, I think, 8 years old when this song came out. And I remember. Yeah. And I remember when it came out, because a friend of mine bought the single, and it didn't just end on this side. There was a second side,
right,
and it continued. So it was like one of the first double-sided 45s. We used to buy little 45 records. And I was the only white kid in the school.
What year is this?
1968. No, I was born 1960.
You're
49! Yep. So, I'm not ashamed of my age. I earned these grades. But,
89. Where's the
one? So, you know what? Let's focus here for a second. Because here we have two songs that compare and contrast. Let's see if we can get some lyrics from you that also compare and contrast. Think about when you're writing your reflections now about that type of comparison, okay? Everybody, notebooks out, and let's start to reflect. And if you have something already written over the week, did you write something for this? And you gave it to me yesterday? Yeah, I posted something. I believe I did, yeah. Okay, if we could now just focus on reflecting. Hold on 1 second.
Reflect.
Raymond, reflection doesn't require using your lips. It uses the tips of your fingers and the tip of that pencil.
And the tip of your brain.
I'm black. I'm brown. I'm glad that I'm proud.
Gentlemen, it's all about the 1960s. We should also say that these songs were a few years apart.
Yeah, they were. They were at least about 10 years, I think.
I think more like, I'm not sure, but I think
no, maybe four. Four?
But there was a big change between 64 and 68.
Yeah, if a big change could happen between 1861 and 1865,
that's true too.
A big change could happen any time in our history.
4 years is a long time in our history. It can bring about an understanding. All right,
so this is the plan. 3 more minutes. We're gonna write down our reflections, and then we're gonna line up for lunch. And I'm bringing you downstairs.
No.
Can you write reflections? Reflections.
No!